spends a lot of time in front of the mirror, you know, in a room, you say she's doing what?
Well, the old saying, primping.
Primping? Let me ask you this.
Yeah, I have some old Civil War stories here about this area and the girls. This young lady has written before the Civil War, and she was telling about this lady standing in front of the mirror primping. This was a northern girl, a northern school teacher who was in this area, who was a private tutor for one of the families. And she was telling about the girls primping, and she called cosmetics at that time using chalk.
Chalk?
Yes, yeah, so we've heard of the girl, the southern girl, using chalk and paint. Said we girls in Philadelphia don't use chalk or paint. So said these girls do and make some beauty. They call it that was powder, I guess, but she called it chalk. They use chalk.
Well, I don't think I've heard of that before.
Yeah.
Well, okay, if you say a girl primps, what if a boy's doing the same thing? Would you say that he's primping too, or what?
Well, I'm sure the same expression for both.
And these things that a woman likes to wear around her wrist,
bracelet,
and if she's wearing something around her
necklace,
that would be a necklace. Okay. And these things that men wear across the shoulder to hold their pants up,
or suspenders.
Is that old thing about firemen wearing red suspenders too?
Yeah. So
I had to ask that. Seemed like a good opportunity.
Yes.
What about this thing that you would take outside if it's raining to keep the rain off of you? You know, you can open it up.
Oh, number of
them. Have you ever heard that called anything else?
Yeah. It used to be common names, parasol.
Parasol.
It still is used.
What would be the last thing that would go over bed when you're making it up that would be there?
Oh, spread.
Spread. Mm-hmm. You ever heard that called anything else?
No, I guess not. I'm not too familiar with home.
Have you ever run into the term counterpin?
Yes. That may have been an old term story. Yeah, because, you know, let's see. A great poet wrote, what was his name? I can't think of it now. Story. Robert Louis Stevenson, one of his poems, I think he talked about laying on the counterpane, pin on his bed. So maybe that's an old expression.
Mm-hmm. Nice
today.
And talking about the bed, you rest your head on the
pillow.
Have you ever seen anything that was something like a pillow, but usually longer?
Yeah, they used to call those things bolsters.
Bolsters. And were those functional, or did they...
I don't know. I'm not sure. Never seen them.
Let me ask you about this expression. If it were a particularly long bolster, you wouldn't say that it goes just partway across the bed. You'd say it goes
full length.
And again, talking about something that covers the bed, this would be a... something similar to a spread, but made out of heavier material. You'd use in the winter. People used to have kind of little gatherings where they put these things together, so you know, right there.
A quilt.
What about a temporary bed on the floor that you might put down for a child?
Oh, they call it those pallets.
Pallets. Or if you expected, let's say, a big crop of wheat this year, you would say, you expect this because the soil is very fertile. Is there any word that you have for particularly rich land, fertile land, or maybe this is a kind of land perhaps that water is covered at one time, but after the water is cleared off, it can be used for planting?
Productive.
Have you ever heard of the term bottom land used around here?
Yes, that's bottom land.